It is 17 past 7. So funny thing about Labor's renewable energy promises, we've been here before officially. The announcement is they brought the 100% renewable energy forward 5 years to 2030. Trouble is it costs $4 billion for Lake Onslow. We've looked at Onslow, isn't worth it, and 100% renewable is too expensive. Matt Burgess is a consultant at the New Zealand Initiative and is back with us. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Pity they didn't listen to your interview last time you were on the program. You've done the numbers. It doesn't work. You can go to 95. I'm trying to remember what we said last time. You go to 95, we can do it. Beyond that, too expensive. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Look, under current policy settings, we're at 84% renewables. We're on track for getting up to around 95%. Almost the entire forward investment pipeline is already renewable. Once you get to 95%, then the cost benefit becomes very steep. And you just got to overbuild solar and wind and geothermal by so much to compensate for that small bit of fossil fuel generation that currently gives us so much energy security. So in the end, as far as I'm aware, all of the advice that will have been going to the government is saying, don't push it all the way to 100%. The cost benefit isn't close to working.
Exactly. Have you ever specifically looked at Onslow?
Haven't looked at it closely. The the government's own expert committee last year considered a number of options as alternatives to the 100% renewables policy. One of them was pumped hydro, which is referring to Onslow.
Yeah.
So that was actually the most effective emissions reduction approach that the committee looked at among the six options. But it's still extremely expensive. Around 10 times more than the current cost of carbon.
See, here's the thing. So, no one's against renewable. You're not sitting here arguing against renewable, are you? Neither am I. If it's doable, fine, let's do it. But the fact is, it's just not.
Look, renewables is a great technology up to the point where a system can cope with it. If you want to push beyond that point, in New Zealand it's very high, it's 95%.
Yeah.
If you want to push past that, it becomes extremely expensive. You start getting blackouts. You see substantial price rises. We've seen that overseas. That's the advice from the government's own experts last year. In the end, the basic pitch from the government and its announcement of this 100% renewables policy yesterday was this, that New Zealanders are being asked to pay more for their electricity, up to 39% more, according to the government's own experts. In exchange, the policy will effectively raise emissions, not cut them, by reducing opportunities for emissions reduction elsewhere in the economy. But it's bad for the environment. It's certainly bad for households and businesses. It's really a policy that should be dropped.
Matt, couldn't agree more. Appreciate it very much. Matt Burgess, consultant.